How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
It's good. You're the homeowner.
I am.
I just stopped.
Actually, hang on 1 second, sorry.
Sure. Hey, sorry to drag you out
Here.
I just stopped by because we're doing some flush outs. We're over on Reckless Way.
Okay.
Reckless Town Way. Kind of a funny name, but...
Reckless Town. This town used to be called Reckless Town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chesterfield was Reckless Town?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Well, that explains the name.
Yeah.
They're all, like, all horse names.
Yes,
and then you got
the
Reckless
Town.
Town.
Yeah, and which goes around, yeah. But
okay.
Anyway.
Anyhow, nothing major. Just they wanted to do some preventative work for ants.
Okay.
See them in the spring.
We'll go see my neighbor across the street. She's got problems.
Have you guys been noticing anything?
No, we haven't, luckily.
Good.
Yeah.
Does your husband spray himself, or do you have a company that comes
we
out?
We haven't done anything. I try to vacuum inside the house as much as possible,
I would say.
And we haven't had problems. But yeah, I know. She was just telling me the other day she has a lot.
With a few ants here and there.
She has dogs, so I don't know if that makes it worse or not.
I think it's just that it was built on a farmland.
Yeah.
And they're all the way from over, like, that end of Reckless Way.
Right.
Down to here, there's the same little teeny black ants. And so, that means a lot of times they come up underneath the siding, get up inside the walls, and so we inject it in so they can flush them out.
Okay.
That way you're not seeing them ever come in the house. But how long have you guys been here now?
4 years in the fall.
Cool. So you're the first owners, right?
Yeah, we're the first owners.
Very nice.
And luckily, we've never had really an ant problem. It's funny, in the, I guess, springtime, if it's a very warm spring, we get those little mites, these little teeny red mites.
Oh, yeah,
the only thing I've read. Well, we spray for them outside, and then everyone says just vacuum them up. That's all they do. So I get out the vacuum, and I vacuum them all, and that's it. But that's just because we don't have a patio yet in the back. So from what I've read.
Do they come in the house?
So they come in the
house.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like a lot of them. Yeah.
They're in the grass.
Yeah.
As soon as it starts heating up in the.
In the house.
They start hatching out of the grass, then they move towards the house.
Right.
So, definitely. But
and the way we face, I guess, that's why, because the sun comes up most of the time.
Yeah,
so.
That's what. Yeah, for
whatever.
Sure. The reason I was coming by is if we do them all about the same time, we can do it a lot cheaper.
Okay.
You know, save money and time for the technicians.
Right.
So, but I don't know if that's something you guys would be interested in looking into preventative, making sure it doesn't happen on down the road.
No, probably not right now. I mean, unfortunately, it's one of those things that you probably don't. Do until you have a problem, and we don't have a problem yet, so.
Yeah.
Knock on something.
Knock on the vinyl.
Anything, whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But have you, other than these guys, do you know anybody else that's been...
I haven't heard anyone else really complaining about it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
I know this is the time of year that usually... My mother, but she's in Freehold.
We're actually in Freehold right now.
Oh,
all
right.
We got a couple of technicians working here, but...
But no, I think we're good right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a good one.
Oh, I'm all sticky. I'm sorry.
You're good. Yeah. See you later.
Thanks.